The notion of the Diabetes Center, which of course is still with us in a rather modified way, and there are some things that need to be said about that as well, really grew out, I think, of the growth of type 2 diabetes in the population, the need to take people aside and spend time with them and really to explain what was going on. And the notion that you could do that by seeing them every 6 months for 10 minutes was just ludicrous. So it was not difficult to persuade either the doctors or the patients. Problems were where the funds were going to come from, and funds were found. The British Diabetic Association, in fact, put a fair amount of money into the founding the first few diabetic centres, really just to show the way. And then local branches of the association were really quite instrumental in collecting money and raising enthusiasm and getting people locally to build their own diabetes centre, which they did in many cases. So that by the time the 1980s were ending, there were something like 220 diabetic centres in the UK where people with diabetes were seen every day, and where, of course, this notion of the sort of specialist diabetes support staff, nursing staff, dietitian, chiropodist and so on, really came into its own, where the diabetes team really started to form up. And one of the damaging things that's happened most recently is the way in which those, in a sense, have been threatened by the notion that people with diabetes should get their care from their general practitioner, from their primary carer. Of course they should. That's terribly important. But they also need the facilities of the Diabetes Centre. In fact, the two are a continuum, and it's terribly important that people recognise that. At the moment, they're thinking in alternative terms, either or. You know, it's either got to be primary care or the hospital. It's got to be both for the person with diabetes to get the greatest advantage out of it.